That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to the fourth in a series of NASA podcasts that will explore solar eclipses and how humankind's fascination with the moon has been evident throughout history. Today is March 26, 2006. My name is Troy Klein, on location in Side, Turkey. In today's podcast, I will take you on a behind-the-scenes tour with interviews of the cast and crew preparing for the upcoming live webcast in Side on March 29th. So sit back, take a deep breath, and meet the crew. My first interview was with none other than the producer of this year's webcast, Robin Higdon. I took the opportunity to ask her how the site was chosen.
The first thing we do is we look at the entire map of totality, which is quite large and crosses a lot of country. And we first think about the weather and the chance of clear skies. For instance, in Ghana, which would be a great place to see it, but they only had about a 34% chance. It's very cloudy this time of year. We looked at Egypt, too, which has a great chance of weather, but there can be a lot of sand in the air this time of year. It's a sandstorm season. So then we looked here at southern Turkey. It's March, so the weather's a little unsettled, but we've got about a 54% chance. So we're pretty hopeful.
Great. Now, can you tell me what you'll be doing starting today and over the next few days?
Besides not sleeping, we have 3,400 pounds of gear that arrived. Six telescopes, four for video and two for still photography. So we'll be taking it over to the theater and spending hours and hours setting it up. We're going to talk with the mayor and with some solar scientists. We've got to set up all those talks and make sure we have the right pictures to show. But definitely the star of our show is going to be the sun.
Tell us a little bit about Side.
Sure. Side's a city that's been here for a couple thousand years. It has a beautiful harbor that was built around 200 AD by the Romans. They also constructed a very large town enclosed by a wall. The theater itself, where we'll be webcasting from, was actually originally a Greek theater. And then the Romans came along and expanded it. And they did a lot of performance there that was interesting. So we're in a great historical tradition of performance at the theater.
Thank you for your time, Robin.
Thank you, Troy.
Later in the day, I was able to catch up with Isabel Hawkins, who is the co-director for NASA's Sun-Earth Connection Education Forum. As you will hear during her interview, she was in quite a populated area. Welcome, Isabel.
Oh, thank you, Troy. It's just a great pleasure to be here.
Oh, it is for me, too. It's absolutely beautiful. And I'm realizing that the ruins, the ancient Roman ruins, are sprinkled throughout the entire city. And there's restoration happening everywhere. I can't wait for you to take a look.
Oh, I can't wait either. I've just been amazed. I have never been in Turkey before. This is my first time. And we spent a few days in Istanbul, and I have to say, the richness and depth of the culture, it's marvelous. I was just so pleased to be here. I've learned a lot.
Will this be your first eclipse, or have you seen other eclipses?
Actually, I have seen partial solar eclipses, in which the moon covers the sun only in part, not totally. But I have never seen a total solar eclipse, and I hear that it's one-of-a-kind experiences. Actually, our producer told me that I needed to wear a waterproof mascara. And so before I came home, I went and I bought myself some waterproof mascara because no doubt my emotions will catch the best of me.
And the webcast will be live from within the Antique Theater.
That's wonderful. You know, what I'm amazed with these live productions in remote sites is how many people and how much coordination and effort it takes to pull one of these programs off. I think the crew that Robin Higdon from the Exploratorium has brought is something like 18 people. And everybody has a very busy schedule, so I think it's going to be great. But we're in very good hands.
Now, what will your role be in the webcast that we'll be watching?
Well, at the webcast, I have been asked to be co-anchor or co-host with Dr. Paul Doherty of the Exploratorium. So the two of us are going to be interviewing other experts on Sun-Earth Connection science and about the dynamic sun and all the wonderful things that we can see from the sun, and also explain what an eclipse is and talk about the local flavor of the town, get some reactions from the crowd. I believe that you, Troy, are going to be one of the educators who's going to be working with some students and looking at sunspots with some very easy to build telescopes.
That's right.
It's going to be just great. I think we're going to produce a fun but also an educational program. So if you've wondered what an eclipse is and what it's all about, well, this is the place to come and find out.
Well, thank you once again, and welcome to C-Day.
Oh, you're most welcome. Bye-bye.
Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory. To find out more about the Sun Earth Day program and eclipses, visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.